connect the dots. This is the show, Connect the Dots radio show on VBS. It's time to connect the dots. The space of music is there for the EPs to dance. I hope they're dancing because dancing is fun. It's part of life. It's part of experience. It's part of moving your body to and fro. It's an exhilarating feeling. We should all dance whenever we get the chance. Hey, there's a poem. How now, brown gal? Listen, there's just too much going on to even begin. I don't even know where to begin. There's so much going on. The whole world is like going crazy. People are going crazy. They're acting stupider than ever before. But let's not dwell on that. Let me just do a rundown on things that pop into my mind every now and then. You know that there's too much disagreement on when did the Age of Pisces end, or when is it ending, when is Aquarius starting. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If anybody has what they believe is the exact day for the end of Pisces, call in, 888-627-6008. If you can't remember that, look on your computer screen at BBS Radio. They got the call-in number there. Hey, listen, if you're going to the hospital, be careful, because hospital patients are getting RF implants without their own knowledge and being told about it. And you don't want implants, really. You don't want that stupid government following you around. And that's a violation of your sacred body, too. Hey, did I ever tell you electromagnetic fields are harmful to your DNA? Well, you should know that by now. There's enough other people talking about it. Stay away from the 5G antennas, the Gwen, I think, one of the nicknames, GWEN. Antenna system, 5G, is out there. It's deliberate genocide. As soon as they turn it on, people are going to be getting sick. You know, there has to be some organization amongst those of us, the people that want to save ourselves, because the government has sold us out, period. And it's going to happen, you know. It's just a matter of time now, whether it's next month or before the end of the year, but it's going to happen soon. I mean, I'm here out in the East Coast, and they've got the whole place hot-wired. They're turning the whole, every town into a microwave oven. All that has to be done is turned on. And bad things are going to happen. H-bonding in water will be disrupted. You're 70% water. Brain's over 90% water. And you're being depleted of oxygen by such a process. That's 92,000 vibrations per second. This is enough to scare anybody. And you ought to be scared in some sense like that, but you ought to be scared enough to take some action, because whether you got to take the chainsaw out and cut the telephone poles down or whatever, something's going to have to be done, because we cannot just sit back and let ourselves be cooked. And that is on the agenda. It's on the menu. And until the Galactic Federation brings the event on, rounds up the band guys, this is bad news. But we have to be ready for it. Start buying sheets of aluminum, because you're going to have to protect one side of your house where the frequencies are coming in. You're going to have to aluminize the whole wall so you have a safe place to sleep at night. I mean, this is serious stuff. or you're going to have to move out into the woods just to save your life. And whatever. Enough of that. But I just had to bring that up. Hey, you know, I don't know what it was, back in the 1920s or 1930s, another deliberate move to make things bad. Some people in charge of things decided to change the 432 hertz frequency cycle of an A note up to 440 hertz. And they've changed music, like, in a bad way when they did that. Of course, it was, they had some positive reasons for it, so you could play any song in any key, it wouldn't make any difference, and it was all centered around the keyboard. But 432 hertz is in sync with the basic numbers of the universe that are all connected together in different ways. And so if you have a guitar, get a fancy tuner that delves in frequencies, and tune your A string to 432 and the rest accordingly, and then you'll be playing music that's really in tune with the universe. Just a helpful hint there. I mean, we should have more music. We should have more music that's in tune with the universe. But at the same time, it's still possible to do good things with, even at the 440 cycle. Look, the Beatles proved that they changed the world with their music in a couple of months' time. Changed the whole world for the better. Of course, government's been taking things back. You know, the government that's ruled by the ETs that pays allegiance to money only. They don't care about you. Political parties don't care about you. That's what's all this and hype about, you know, election day. You got to vote Democratic. You got to vote Republican. You know, one group is as bad as the other, and it's the us versus them game. When are people going to wake up and realize these parties, Democrats and Republicans, they are not interested in really helping you? They're interested in putting money in their pockets. That's what it's all about, you know? I talk for a minute or two every week on this. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. Go to my site and see what a real presidential candidate has to offer. It's non-political. That's right. I'm a non-political presidential candidate. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate, which means I need support of everybody listening to me and millions more to make this happen. But it's the only way to make it happen because a regular third party will just be pushed aside and beat down by the Dems and the Republicans. That's the way they keep their two-party system in place. But they don't believe a right-wing candidate could ever pull it out. Let's prove them wrong. But hey, you got to get off your lazy ass and start being really supportive of somebody like me that's doing it the right way. I'm non-political, and if you just go to my site, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you know, you'll see that I'm bringing real solutions to the table, and I don't talk any BS. And whenever you hear somebody say, we have to do this and we have to do that, that's saying nothing. And that's what all these political people say. Yeah, we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we have to make sure. Oh, that's another two-word phrase. Make sure. We have to make sure. Well, whenever you hear a politician, anybody say that stuff, you know they're full of crap. They're really saying nothing. But I'm saying something. And you know what I noticed when President Trump was handing out the medals of valor, the symbolism behind him was an upside down five-pointed star. Now, that's not good. That's symbolically controlled by evil. That's what it's saying. When you place the star with the point downward, no. That should be changed around. What kind of crap is that? You give me out medals of valor and you got a devil's star for symbolism there? Hey, you wouldn't believe all the bad symbolism around the U.S. government. The whole damn town, Washington, D.C., is loaded with bad symbolism. That's why I tell people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I get the name for the show, Connect the Dots Theory. It clearly explains about how this symbolism is telling us it's the mark of the dark side when these things show up. What other reason would there be to create a city whose outline is 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions? Why would somebody purposely do that? It's a mark of control by the dark side, by the false gods, by the evil ETs. This is how they mark their territory. And then there's an obelisk in the center of Washington, D.C. And obelisks are mind-control devices. That's right. And you broadcast out of the pyramid on the top. And if you know anything about pyramids, if you listen to my show, you should know a few things. A pyramid automatically creates an octahedron. The invisible part of the octahedron is like a reverse upside-down pyramid hanging on the bottom of the visible pyramid. And this is a scientific fact, and all the secret organizations use these shapes for mind control and broadcast frequencies. They can broadcast telefrequencies out of that, too. Absolutely. You know, pyramids are broadcasters and receivers. And you can learn about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I explain it in simple language. You don't have to have any fancy word knowledge. In fact, I'm an advocate for the less fancy words we use, the more people will understand, because that's the point of communication. You know, if I'm standing here talking and I start using all fancy words that nobody understands, the message or whatever I had to say is not getting through. So the simpler amount of words we can use, the more easily what we're saying will be understood by the largest amount of people. And that's my belief, and I promote it all the time, and I tell people that all the time. Stop with all the fancy words that people don't understand, because it gets to the point where it goes in one ear and out the other, you know? And not everybody's going to bother to find out what you said, you know? They're not going to pull out the dictionary. Some people will, and try to figure out what you meant. And I'm still looking for an answer for the things that one of the representatives of the Galactic Federation talking about top-lit bombs. Yeah, I tweeted about it. Somebody tweeted something back. Gave me a little more information about it. Yeah, I got it. They're made out of plasma, okay? Plasma, you know, again, plasma is a term that is not that easy to comprehend, but it's still no explanation. Okay, you're talking about something made out of plasma. How is it a bomb? How is it going to harm me? How is it going to harm someone else? Those are unanswered questions. I was hoping to get more. You know, I'm grateful for what I got, but inquiring minds want to know, and I've got an inquiring mind. Just like I want to know, what is the exact date of the Age of Pisces? Because I've come across different information. And you go on the internet, and there is different information there, but the information that I've gotten was out of books that were written. There seems to be, you know, between the year, there's an 88-year difference in some of the things I picked out of books. So, hey, anybody, call in and let us know what is the exact end of Pisces. Hey, it's important information to know. Talk about the end of this age and the age to come. Hey, that's actually mentioned in the Bible, in case anybody didn't know. And the age to come. And the age to come is the age of Aquarius. So when does it actually kick in? Yeah, you hear about the overlaps. I'm sure there's some truth to that, but I'm just looking for a specific date. Dip. Hey, did you know sulfur dioxide from aviation fuel causes spontaneous combustion and correlate that with forest fires? Interesting. You know, that's connected with the chemtrail, too. Another problem that's not being taken care of. I mean, really, you know, months ago I was telling people, hey, write to the president. Well, I think we should still do that and get all the school kids to write letters to the president, at least, or maybe to the first lady, because she seems to be a very intelligent and responsive and caring human being. So maybe I had it wrong. Maybe we should write to the first lady, get the children, the school children, to write to the first lady. And ask her to let your hubby know that the chemtrails are making us sick and it needs to be stopped. Tell him to write the executive order to stop the planes from flying. What they're doing is illegal anyhow. Most of the planes have no markers on it. That's a violation of airspace law. Where's the people in the military? You know what the hell's going on here with these chemtrail planes. Come on, generals in the Army, generals in the Navy. Come on, like Air Force. You know that this is harmful to the people in the Earth, but you're like turning a blind eye or playing deaf and dumb and allowing this to go on, whether the president is smart enough to know it or not. Fortunately, he's not smart enough to know about it or is afraid to take some action, you know? Yeah, I'm pretty well informed on this, and yeah, I know the reason why they want it. It's great for the military radar. You know, they can work their radar better with a polluted sky of particles that can interfere or accentuate a situation with radar detection or radar blocking. Yeah, the military loves the chemtrail sky, but they're killing the people, you know, really. We don't need this. We can keep the skies safe. We can do enough radar without the chemtrails, really. And then there's the phony scientists talking about global warming. Chemtrails are causing global warming. Just common sense. You don't have to even do a study on that. Just common sense. You know, reflective particles of aluminum, which are very toxic, floating around in the air, that's going to trap in the heat. You know? Jeez. I mean, really, it should be common sense. But we have these fake parrot doctors, scientists rather, parrot scientists, that's right. The government tells them what to do and say, and they just go out and do it, whatever they're told. And they say, don't worry about the people that are getting sick. Don't worry about that. We're concerned about the radar. It helps our radar. Well, you know, come on. I'm talking the truth here. Like, there's got to be somebody that's listening to me that knows people in the military that, come on, you don't even need a presidential order that you should realize this is a national security issue. You know, do your job. Stop this crap. Same thing with the 5G. That's a national security issue, too. No testing was done on purpose because they know how harmful this stuff is. So you're going to allow these telecommunications companies, and all they care about is profit, to turn on the Jews and start making millions and millions and millions of people sick. And it might go up to billions by the time they get around to figuring out what's going on. But we know what's going to happen when they turn it on already. There's doctors now down in Washington trying to lobby the Congress, except the doctors are missing one ingredient. They don't have enough money because the Congress only listens to money. It's a sad truth, but this is it. Hey, this is why I run for president. Stop all this nonsense. With the authority that comes with being president of the United States, I could simply, you know, get these things stopped very easily. And they would eventually see it my way. No problem at all. Hey, I'm a person who solves problems. And believe me, I'm a person who can convince people to see it my way, too. Because, you know, we have to do the right things now at this point in time. And all the wrong things are being done. And who do we have to blame? We have to blame the rotten governments. Yeah, the governments are all rotten, including the U.S. government. It's rotten to the core because it's filled with phony politicians, Democrats and Republicans. They're all, I won't say all, I'll say virtually all of them are bribe takers. And they just do what the big money tells them to do. That's why they got into politics. You know, the best thing the Democrats and Republicans could do is to disassemble their political parties. In fact, there ought to be a law. There should be no more political parties. There's no need for them anymore. There's nothing but a big negative, really. And they waste all that money, a lot of it's taxpayers' money, too. They're out there wasting. And for what? As soon as they get elected, hey, they know what the deal is. It's a free ride for 4 years. That's it. They know that they don't have to do a damn thing once they get elected. That's why they're in politics. All they have to do is con the people in voting for them. As soon as they get in, they do nothing. And the honest people that want to do something, they're always in the minority. And so it's like they're not even there. Hey, that's why if you're listening to my voice and you're in America, you need in 2020 to write my name in, Tom Edison. I am the most qualified individual, knowledgeable individual ever to run for president of the United States. Because I know everything that's going on. I know about all the secret projects. I know where all the bullshit is going on. And I know how to take command of any situation. And that's what's needed. To take command of all these situations that are out of control. And we all want this. So if you've been a Democrat voter or a Republican voter, you ought to really consider voting for me in 2020 because I'm the guy who can bring it all together, get everybody to finally get along and solve all the problems because the solutions are already known to every problem in the world. Solutions are known, but they're not being put into action because all the money, all the debts are placed down on the problems because that's how the rich are making themselves richer by allowing the problems to continue. Now, Tuesday is election day, and everybody gets one vote. Well, I like to say, hey, show me your MOTA. You know what a MOTA is? M-O-T-A? Well, in the, we can call it the afterlife, in the hierarchy of the universe, the universal government, where voting takes place, an individual, a spirit being, a personality, you, in the higher reality, when you go to vote, your vote can be anywhere from 1 to 1,000 points. That's right. That's your MOTA value. In fact, we ought to have a system like that here on Earth where knowledgeable people, their vote's going to count more. Of course, how are we going to decide who's knowledgeable or not? Well, one step at a time. But that's how it is. All right. Here we're stuck with one vote for one person, and that's what we have to deal with. But hey, I advocate let's move to a motor system. Maybe we won't have 1 to 1,000 points, but maybe some people could have their vote could count as 2 points or 3 points or something like that. You got to start somewhere. But here's another thing that like I find it's just irking me. The you know, I'm on Twitter, and there's a lot of people representing the Galactic Federation there. I listen to what they have to say. I watch some of the videos, and they're bringing, you know, they're here to help us. But at the same time, their information, like, it's not in sync with all the other information. Like, you know, I got to wonder, like, how could that possibly be? You're coming from the higher dimensions, and you don't have knowledge that we in the third dimension have. And I'm talking about stuff that never gets talked about, but it's out there in books already. It's been around, started coming in over, like, I don't know, 50 years ago. And I've picked up on a lot of it, and believe me, I want to know what is the real truth here, because a lot of your information just doesn't jive, you know? There's other sources of information that have reached the Earth. I don't think you even know about it, Galactic Federation. And it's quite possible you don't. But there seems to be a lot of, you know, just too many bits of information, and they don't add up. And I don't know what to say. I mean, I still hold true to some of the things I've learned long before the Galactic Federation showed up to clear house already. There was plenty of information given to the human race, and I've been on top of it back in the early days, even starting with it. But so, you know, it's like, it's just like we need to share notes. Meanwhile, you guys are so aloof, you know, you don't, I heard the thing, well, like when I evolved beyond the 3D entity body I'm living in now, I can contact you mentally. Listen, I've done telepathic communication already. You know, I have the ability, everybody does. You know, hey, I don't say anyone trying to telepathically communicate with me. In fact, like, you know, I guess you don't read tweets out there, but or don't understand that those of us here on Earth, there's plenty of us here on Earth, not plenty, but some of us here on Earth, we have a lot more knowledge than you ever dreamed of that a human being could have. And but you guys, as the saying goes, get off the high horse, you know? Here you're talking about, well, you're having a tough time bringing the event on. You know, hey, I put my tweets out there offering to help, but you guys, like, you know, that's the rotten attitude we have with our government now. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to be truthful, you know? That's not the right attitude to have. Somebody's offering to help. You need to open the door and see what they are bringing to the table. And you want to know what I'm bringing to the table? Hey, just go to my website, 2020president.com. TomEdison.com. And I've got the formulas to solve problems, you know? And you get really good at something, you can wrap it up into a formula, and then you've got it. It's that simple, you know? Meanwhile, that's all I hear is delays, it's taking longer to do this. And this is the Galactic Federation tweeting, their representatives tweeting out there. You know? And I heard some people have, you know, been lucky to be, take up in the spacecraft. But actually, I'm not even interested in going to spacecraft. I'm interested in you showing up in your flesh and blood or whatever form you are and, like, meet me halfway or whatever. I don't need the spacecraft to come to my house and pick me up. Just show up here on Earth and let's communicate, you know? And like I said, hey, I know how to do telepathic communication. Well, I don't hear anybody telepathically communicating to me from the Galactic Federation of Light, and I believe you ought to be, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has things to offer, but you need, you know, you're talking about how you're having problems, and here I am offering to help you because I know a lot more about the human race than you guys who just showed up so many years ago. Believe me, I know a lot more about the human race. We're talking about 100 different varieties, if not 200 different varieties of humans here. Do you know all the varieties? I don't think so, but people like I do. And this idea, like, hey, you know, I get the message. It's love, yeah. And you're asking us to project love. Well, let me tell you something, that the point you're missing here, it's hard for people to project love when we're all being put through turmoil, and it's only getting worse, and it's going to get real bad when they turn on the 5G. You know? How do you expect us to be participating and giving love out when our lives are going to get more difficult? And I've tweeted about this many times, and there's many other people tweeting about the dangers of looming with the 5G, and of course the ongoing thing with the chemtrails. You know, and telling us, well, you got stuff to clear up the earth once the event happens. Well, guess what? Until the event happens, things are going to get rougher, harder, and they're going for the world takeover, and they're going to make our lives miserable, those no-good so-and-sos that are running our world now. And that is not conducive for people to be loving. We're going to be put through hell, literally, because nothing is being done. You know, the nightmare storm is coming, and nobody in government or the military, our military, is doing anything to stop it. This thing should have been stopped years ago. But it's just continuously, and I just keep continuously hearing excuses. Well, tell us about how great the event is going to be. Well, bring it on. Don't tell us about you're waiting for this group to meet that group. Okay, that might have been the original strategy plan, but if you know anything about living life, you have to alter the plan and go with the flow as it's going. Now, if you don't realize what a bad predicament we're in right now and how close we're being to real, be enduring some real suffering, you're not really paying attention to the game here. You're not really paying attention to what's going on. Yeah, I've heard your plan. You know, the people down below are going to meet the people from the air, and then you're going to show up on the surface. Well, guess what? It's taking too long, and you keep saying, oh, we didn't think it was going to be this hard. Regardless, you need to show up on the surface now and deal with these problems, because our governments are not going to do squat, as the saying goes. There isn't one single government on the face of this world willing to deal with the chemtrails or the 5G. Not one, including the United States, you know? So, like, how do you think we're supposed to solve these problems? I mean, you know, if push goes to shove far enough, there's going to be revolution and blood in the streets. And it's going to be chaos and total anarchy. That's what's going to happen if you don't act. When you're here, and you're not willing to deal with those two specific things. You know? And here's the thing. If you really had an understanding of the human race as it is now, we can be all loving people. But the key for us to be all loving people is we have to stop the conflicts. And we have to stop the deliberate genocide of the human race and planet Earth by the evil entities ETs, whatever you want to call them, are doing. And it's like you guys showed up 10 years too late. I mean, like, come on, you know? And the way it is now, and we have to listen to this crap about multiculturalism. Yeah, well, you know, anybody that wants multiculturalism, hey, that's the way it is in the afterlife. You know, we all get along and fine like that. But on planet Earth, multiculturalism has been taken beyond its limits. You know, it sounds ethically good. you know. But that's just sound. In practicality, it doesn't really work. It only works to a small deal. People would all be better happy. What we need now is willful segregation. Because when people are amongst the groups that they're familiar with and get along with, and each group gets along with themselves better than mixing with others, then we're happy and more conducive to give out love vibrations. So everybody needs to play the game of musical chairs, and everybody needs to get in with the group they're comfortable with. And we need to unmix the multiculturalism as much as possible, because it doesn't work. You can't have foxes in the hen house. You know, it only works. Hey, I'm from New York City. Manhattan is probably one of the most mixing places on earth where multiculturalism exists in a practical way. Beyond that, forget about it. Really. You know, Manhattan is like, it's a special place. Okay? But in regular America, no, like groups are more likely to be happy just socializing in their like group. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what it's going to take to make people happy. You know, this forced multiculturalism is designed to make everyone unhappy, because then the common denominator is nobody can do anything because everything offends somebody. One group does this, it offends another group. The other group does something that offends that group. And that's where the dead-end street of multiculturalism on planet Earth is. And I'm the only person talking about this, really. You know? Forget about this, this nonsense that the politicians are talking about multiculturalism and how good it is. It's not good on planet Earth. All right? We've tried the experiment, and it worked to a point. And it's time to realize that multiculturalism on Earth right now is a negative. Once the event happens, then we can begin with some real multiculturalism. But until that event happens, no. It's chaos causing, and it's making everybody unhappy, really. I mean, hey, I'm talking the truth, and you can't prove it otherwise, really. You know? All these people that talk about multicultural, wait, guess what? When they all get out of work, they all go back to their neighborhoods to hang around the people that are just like them. That's what people do. And that's what ethnic groups do. And this is how it works on Earth. You want people to be loving? Well, everybody needs to segregate themselves in the groups that they're comfortable with, where certain ideals are held in a social fabric. And then they can concentrate on being loving. But this throwing foxes in the hen houses is not working. It's causing chaos in everybody, making everybody unhappy. You know, I mean, really, everything is being manipulated in the wrong way. That's right. And it's easy to do that, Miss, on planet Earth, because the politicians all go for the bribe money. So all you have to do is have a lot of money, and you can bribe every government in the world to make all the wrong decisions. And unfortunately, you know, this is a dual reality here. Any government and the people they represent are really separate entities. Pretty much so. I mean, the governments do what the money tells them to do. And therefore, the governments are not really taking care of the people, what they are supposed to be doing. So it's an unrealistic situation. It's gotten worse over the years. You know, there's so much money The rich people have so much money now, they can basically bribe every government in the world. That's exactly what they've done, including the United States. You know, I mean, it's sickening. And we're uncovering it all now. But in the meantime, Galactic Federation of Light, I mean, you've got to step onto the planet now and don't let us suffer anymore. You're here. Don't give us no nonsense about, well, it's time is not right. I'm making a statement. The time is now. Believe me, the world won't freak out when you land your spacecraft, all right? We'll be happy that you'll remove all the bad guys. And don't be so naive to think, I heard the plan. Yeah, you're going to give them a chance to repent. Okay, but these lying politicians are so, they're professional liars. They'll lie right to your face. And you won't catch on how they're lying because they're so proficient at it. And you'll believe the crap they'll tell you, you know. Oh, yeah, I won't do that anymore. Well, let me tell you something. You better have some humans with you when you do that, because we can tell better who's phony and who's not. You'll be conned, you know. Most of the bad guys will get away just by lying their way out of the situation. You know, we'd appreciate it if we tell you who the bad guys are and just take them off our world. Resettle them somewhere else if you want to believe their lies. But they'll lie, be lying right to your face. And because they're so good at lying, you know, they've spent their whole life lying. And when you give them a chance to repent, they'll say, oh, yeah, I'll repent. And of course, they have no intention of doing it. They'll get their hands caught in the cookie jar again, and it'll cause havoc, and they'll throw more monkey wrenches in. And I don't know what your plan is. Like, do you really think the governments of the world are going to listen to you? You know, they don't want you to change the status quo. The people want you to come, but government's going to have to be dissolved completely because the people in government are all crooks. Are virtually all crooks. You know, don't you understand that? I mean, really, don't you keep a real historical record? You're here to save us. You know about a lot of bad things that even we didn't know about, but at the same time, you really, I don't get it. Like, can't you see the obvious? And don't you understand the urgent need to stop these, really, this genocide with the 5G coming up and the vaccine genocide that's going on already? Enough is enough. Like, there's no reason to wait. Show up tomorrow, really. We know the story. You're going to broadcast. Just like in the science fiction movies. You're going to broadcast your coming and break into all the broadcasts and announce that you're coming. And you're going to land your spacecraft. Believe me, you could land all your spacecraft tomorrow. We know you have the technology to stop the military from using weapons against you. So what's the problem? Just land your spacecraft and the world will they'll get over it real fast, believe me. We had to put up with all this other bullshit all these years. Spacecraft landing, you know, as long as you've got control of the media, you can tell the real story. You don't have to listen to the spin doctor saying that we're being invaded or something like that. The invasion happened long ago. We're following plans designed to fail because they don't have a need for 8 billion people, the world controllers. They want to bring it down to 500 million, you know. It's on the Georgia Stones, and that's what all this genocide is about. We'll keep as many wars going as possible. Hey, it's good for the economy. And this is what they tell you, you know, the justification, you know. And we'll kill them with vaccines, and we'll kill them with the 5G, and we'll kill them with chemtrails, and we'll kill them any way you possible can. We'll take the food supply, which is already a problem, and then we'll take the water, and then we'll do whatever we can, and then we'll put the killer broadcasting frequencies out there and really just knock them dead, as the saying goes. Well, that is the menu of the New World Order. That's on their menu, you know? And they're gradually making progress to their final takeover. So time is of the essence here. You know, you need to alter your plans. You know, I don't know. I don't think you guys play chess, do you? You guys in the Galactic Federation. Because if you learned how to play a good game of chess, you'd understand a lot of what I'm talking about here, which somehow I don't get it from the tweets I'm hearing out there. It seems like there's a lot you don't get. Just because you're in a higher dimension, you're like, this is Earth. And unless you've been here at least over 50 years, you're not going to really understand what's going down, or if you haven't taken the time to watch the movies that were recorded of what was going down in the last 100 years, you know, and refresh yourself, you don't really understand what's going on here. You think you do, but I say you don't. But hey, prove me wrong. I've asked before, hey, it's the Colin Radio Show. Call in. You've got telephones up in your spacecraft. You can make the call. Talk in English, you know. It's the only language I understand. And of course, telepathic isn't going to make it over the airwaves, so you'll have to talk in English if you call into my show. But, hey, who's the commander of Ashtar Command? Call in, you know? I'm not wrong in correcting you here. There's plenty of things I'm aware about that I believe you're not aware about. Like, how are you going to shut off an energy weapon that can be armed and put to function from another dimension? Huh? You got the safety plan for that? You don't even know where the energy weapons are, I bet. The ones that are dormant, you know? You won't recognize them. They're like Trojan horses. You won't recognize them. So how are you going to stop something like that? You don't think the bad guys are going to use that when you move into the final event? Where's your planning for that, Ashtar Command? I don't believe you guys have planned that out. There's going to be plenty of bloodshed and suffering on planet Earth unless you, get off the high horse and start communicating with us regular people, not the government, the regular people on planet Earth, like talk show hosts that are aware of what's going on. And I'm putting the warning out there. You better be a little more responsive, you know? Don't come to our world. We thank you for what you're doing, but then if you're going to be unresponsive, just like the rotten governments we have now, like, what, you know, it's like the old saying, meet the new boss just like the old boss. You know, we have plenty of good sayings in here on Earth. Stitch in time saves nine. Well, that's my message. Show up on the Earth as soon as possible. Don't wait for your perfect battle plan to be come to fulfillment exactly like you planned it. It's time to deviate. We're crying for help down here, and you need to be responsive. You know, when there's a fire down the street, I've used this analogy before, when there's a fire down the street, the fire engine doesn't wait for the traffic light to turn. He puts on his red lights and zooms to the fire to take the appropriate actions as soon as possible. And that's what you guys need to do now. Hey, I am qualified to make this because I do am a great planner, a solution person, and I do have a trained mind. And you need a trained mind to deal with this human race, believe me. Because we've got some of the worst characters in existence. And, of course, the puppet masters, they're really a lot occur in themselves, characters. But, you know, you're asking for us to give out love. I'm telling you, you gotta work with us here on this one. Don't think that, you know, this isn't like any other place in the galaxy. You gotta get a better understanding for us, and that's how you need to come down and meet with us, the regular people. Yeah, you know, we're not afraid of flying saucers. We're not gonna get freaked out, you know. Sure, there's a few stupid people, but we hope you'll be smart enough to know that you don't want to meet with the stupid people. You want to meet with the people that were not phased, that you got, you know, spacecraft. Hey, we're all anxious for the replicators and all that, but at the same time, there's immediate needs. The house is on fire down here. You guys have, I'm declaring you the fire, fighters. Well, you need to get to the fire. It's down here on the surface right now, and stop telling us you're waiting for the traffic light to turn. Really? Well, so much for that. Hey, you know, I never hear any of these Galactic Federation people talking about what's the name of our universe. Yeah, we call it the Milky Way, but what's the real name? You know, the people of Earth have been given that information already. But I'm waiting to hear from you guys, because there's a lot of red flags going up. Sure, you're doing a lot of great things, supposedly, but we haven't seen anything really until we see something happening on the surface, because that's what we are. We're the surface creatures. Well, we like to see something happening here, you know? More than just ships flying in out of a mountaintop. Yeah? Like, really understand, like, you know, don't down talk to us like we're idiots. I mean, sure, some of us are, but then there's the those of us that are really knowledgeable, and you ought to be interacting with us a little more before you just show up with your spacecraft. You can learn a lot, and you need to learn a lot before you do your landing, because like I said, who are you going to deal with when you get here? The government? Oh, my God. They're children of the devil, literally. So, like, where's the plan? I mean, you know, it's, I'm telling you, you need to get an education more on our human race. You should have learned from Valiant Thor tried to give the free energy to President Eisenhower. Should have learned back then that governments are they're all controlled. And it hasn't changed. There is more control now. So what are you going to have the replicators out there? Don't hand them out to the government. They're not going to, they don't have to disperse them. They'll try to put a price tag on them and sell to the rich only. Please, don't tell me it's not like that, because that's how it is here. You really need to get an education of, like, who are you liberating, and how are you going to go about? Who's going to be given authority when you guys come down? I mean, forget about the government. In fact, they all should be disbanded, because they're a bunch of crooked losers, do-nothings that know nothing about serving people. And you ought to become aware of that, I think. Well, so much for the Galactic Federation. I hope you guys bring the event on soon, because I don't want to see bloodshed on my planet here, on our planet, you know? Any more bloodshed than there is already. I don't want to see any more suffering than there is already. But if you guys don't show up fast, that is what is on the menu. Some of these things are so much money in the pipeline, you guys will have landed your ships and they'll still be popping things against us. I just got to hold on a second. I just got to say, think I have to tune down the volume. It might be getting too loud, so I'm going to talk softly. Just real soft. Because sometimes the volume does get a little loud. And you know what's really interesting? Look at pictures of the moon, and are supposedly pictures that came from the moon, and there's no stars in the sky. Is that amazing or what? No stars in the sky. Now that's a mystery. That's been on my mind for a long time. I heard they took them out on purpose. Or some of those pictures were done in the warehouse. That's why there were no stars. And or they didn't want you to know exactly where the location was from where it was. So anyhow, if anybody knows that, hey, this is the thing to call in on. And tell us if you know why there are no stars. There's several explanations I've heard. But I'd like to hear another explanation. And I'll be waiting on that one. Hey, you know what? Halloween just recently happened, but there wasn't that many people out for Halloween. Every year it seems to get less people going out for Halloween. And it's a fun thing to do. But there used to be plenty of people. The streets were flooded with trick-or-treaters. But it's not as big as it used to be. What can I say? I guess there's, you know, a lot of worries about people getting scared. It's dangerous. There's too many crazy people out there. Kids are not allowed to go out by themselves anymore, pretty much. The parents have to walk them around. The world has changed. That's it. The world has changed. And not for the better. But the costumes have gotten amazingly intricate. And, of course, we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. In fact, let me see if I have to check my timepiece here. Yeah. And you know how I end every show with two, 1.5 songs. But before we do the countdown, I just want to remind everybody to go to BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m., connect the dots, click on the name of the show. You know, look it up on the schedule for Station 1. Go down to Saturday, 10 p.m., connect the dots, click on the name, and then you can, it'll take you to the CD Baby link, and you can see where you can get these songs. First song is the end lead guitar part, or You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All unknown, I was here, took my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.